Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good friend Trish Rubin's back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Trish is a communications expert. She helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace so we reach out and touch customers and prospects the right way. Her book is called New York Minute, Trish Rubin's New York Minute, 60-Second Tips to Megawatt Business Power. Trish Rubin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Always Trish, good to be there.
I know one of the things that at a time like this, when the economy, let me just say this, even if your business, we can't presume that everybody's business is off, because everybody's business isn't off. But a lot of people are having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely think that this is certainly an unsettling time, even for people whose business is doing okay. It's an unsettling time. It's a worrisome time. And so at a time like this, I think this is a good time to not get hysterical, but instead focus on taking stock of your company. What do we do? Who do we do it for? Why are we doing this? Is it still valid? Will it be valid a year from now? What do you think about those thoughts, Trish?
Yeah, I think you're right on target, as usual. I live in New York. I do most of my work here. And actually, because of the repositioning of the economy, I'll probably be outside of New York a little bit more. So I think that what I would suggest that people do is, first of all, like you say, you don't panic, because first of all, your customers will know that you always have a very open and a very positive view of what you do, and it's real, not something you're making up in your head. It's based mm-hmm. upon what you've done to deliver value before this time, and really sort of auditing yourself and getting your employees together to audit where you are and what your message is and what are the many ways that you can use to get that message continually in front of new clients, and then to reinforce the message with your clients that you have now, and also be ready to collaborate with people in new ways, and maybe even come up with some new ways of looking at yourself to add value.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I've been you used some words there that are part of a little catchphrase that I've been talking to folks about lately that I thought was interesting. I've been telling people, stop listening to the negative hysteria.
Yeah, and focus in New York, and you really can hear it.
Exactly. Well, it's like a drum roll up there. And start focusing on the positive reality.
Right. Yeah, the reality. And it's not something that a story you tell yourself. It's the reality of what you've done before and where you've come to make your business what it is today. And then looking forward to, again, where you may have to be more flexible in the ways that you work. You've never done these things before, and they can create new energy and new business for you.
Right, absolutely. And that's something that that we all have to do, even if your business is hanging in there. You know, I talk to some people and they say, you know what, we're doing okay. But still, I think that it's a good time to do an evaluation and see, as we were saying earlier, if what you're offering now is going to be valid a year from now. Because what's going to happen, Trish, on the other side of whatever we're in and wherever whatever we're going to experience over the next 12 months or so,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be some. There have been enough things to change there have been enough unprecedented things to happen to the marketplace in the last 9 months, 10 months.
Yeah.
That there's no question in my mind that the marketplace is going to look different when it settles out and starts and starts, you know, getting on an even keel and growing into hopefully the next expansion, there are going to be some things that are going to be different, aren't they?
Yes, there are. And what I like to go back to, of course, is the idea of networking. And I want to speak just a moment about that and really began to use the word, the phrase leverage networking in the work that I do. Work that is really grounded on what are the many ways that you are going to get in touch with people. My newest client is a client called Bath Junkie. I want to just tell you just quickly about them. They're not a small business. They have 80 stores. They're small business franchises. And this client for me is a perfect match, and I met them in church.
That's a great place to meet customers.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And we've always known that Trish was a good girl, ladies and gentlemen. 20 till, we're going to be right back with Trish Rubin. She is the author of New York Minute. Trish Rubin's New York Minute, right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Dark eyes. Don't light my
Half-life.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for working, for spending some time with us and working with us. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And AskJim.biz, brand spanking new. And I hope you check out the small that's the new one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, brand spanking new website. The address is the same, hasn't changed in almost 11 years. Well, actually, in 11 years. But the website's brand new, so check that out. And also, of course, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. Trish Rubin is our guest. Her book is called Trish Rubin's New York Minute, and it's an important one. Trish, tell us where we can find your book and how we can get you.
You can find it on Amazon and in Barnes & Noble and bookstores everywhere. And if it's sold, you say, good, get us some more.
There you go. Trish, one of the things that I've been encouraging people to do for a long time is stay in touch with your national industry. Mm-hmm. Keep up
yes.
with where what your industry is doing through the national organization, your national trade group.
Right.
They usually have there are thought leaders in that industry that are out there, bigger companies that are leading the way in terms of where things are going, how you're going to be doing business in the future. That's a good way to make sure that you're positioned properly. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I have work out of a system, and we've talked about this other times, called ACE, and it's Associate, Create, and Engage as you're trying to actually leverage your network. And that piece goes under Association for me, looking at those thought leaders, as you say, not joining every organization, but targeting organizations. And then with so much online content available, always doing keyword searches about the things that are important to you and your organizations and seeing where that takes you. And I would suggest to go a step further. In this time, you might invest a little in yourself as a speaker. Take a few lessons. You don't have to go the whole Toastmasters route, but find somebody to help you to improve yourself on your feet and become one of those people that others listen to. So you can also mm-hmm. become a thought leader. And those are the things you can do very inexpensively. You can do this online if you like by getting on some social websites. They're free. You develop a presence. Something like Twitter, which I've been very, very interested in lately, has really come on for me, and I'm recommending it to my clients to develop that presence, as you say, as a thought leader.
I actually went to Twitter recently.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tweet. I didn't tweet while I was there, but
mm-hmm.
but I went there.
Yes, I'm on there. And
tell
and
the audience what that's all about.
It is a social networking system, and it takes one question, which is on the Facebook site, and the question is the only thing that you answer. It's what are you doing now? And you
mm-hmm.
get 140 characters to say it, but you get so very good at putting out content in 140 characters, and then you begin to look at, again, thought leaders, find them, and you follow them, and you see what they're doing now. And the beauty of it is once you follow them, if they look at you and they see that you're doing interesting things, they turn around and they follow you. So it builds a great community of awareness. So wonderful. And people who are on now are really in the early adoption stage. They're pioneers like me. And I think we're really going to continue to make that grow. And you're going to see things like Twitter being very important in marketing yourself right now at no cost.
Right. One of the things that I think businesses should do is take a lesson from the political campaigns.
Yes, absolutely.
President-elect Obama's campaign was very, very much plugged into the whole networking, social networking scene, and Senator McCain's not so much.
Was not.
And I think that could easily have made a difference.
I believe.
And
it.
You know, if you could, I mean, it wouldn't have taken that much to turn a few states.
Right, and I believe you're right with that, and I've said that, and I've been doing a lot of events, and after the election, the day after election, I was in Philadelphia in the morning at Hofstra University where they had the last debate in the evening, two stops. I felt like I was a presidential candidate, and I talked about that in both sessions, especially at Hofstra because they had the debate there. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Actually, on Twitter, I was receiving updates from Obama directly from his campaign.
Yep.
Very powerfully done. And the morning of the election, I actually had signed up for the service online to get updates, and I got a personalized letter from Barack Obama thanking me for my interest, not even my support,
mm-hmm.
but my interest, very well phrased, and telling me that no matter what I voted, I was one of the reasons why the country was going on the
very powerful, very powerful.
Very.
Now the trick is going to be with all this social networking, Trish, and I've been doing a little work on this for businesses, especially for one of my sponsors.
Yes.
And the key to this is going to be. And this is where the repositioning message that you brought us today is very important.
Yes.
At this very moment, Trish,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what the economy's doing, the key to this is watching how social networking is going to evolve and how it's going to manifest as a business tool.
Yes.
See, it's just been a social thing to a large degree up till recently.
We're now
starting to see it as a business, becoming a business tool, and not only a business tool where I prospect for people like, or you prospect for people back and forth, we do that together, Trish, but also as an intra-networking, meaning you and I do social networking, we do networking, but it's on a project that only you and I are working on.
Absolutely, and get that information as freely as you can. It's out there to learn.
Yeah. It's folks, this is very important. It's going to be the key to your success in the 21st century, regardless of what your business is, how large or how small. We're going to be right back with Trish Rubin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Put on your red dress, baby.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Trish Rubin. And Trish and I are talking about making sure that you reposition your business, or just make sure that you check the position of your business. Check to make sure that you're properly aligned. You know, Trish, I've been saying for some time now that 90, if you're at least 40 years old, 93.75% of all the things you learn in the 20th century,
mm-hmm.
and most of that's obsolete right now.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's becoming obsolete. But I'm going to say something. I'm going to even accelerate that to a frightening degree. And I'm going to say the next expansion is not even going to look like, which I think will happen, you know, it should, with most smart people, I think, believe it's going to happen after next year. It's going to begin after next year, sometime maybe a year from now or so. But the next expansion is not going to look anything like the last expansion, and the one from 2003 to 2008.
Yes, and what I've been telling people when I get in front of large groups, especially of young people, I talk to them about their need to be as flexible as they can be, because the research says they're going to be changing their jobs about 9 12 times in their lifetime. That's unheard of in ours.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. And that's going to change the face of the economy.
Repositioning themselves continually, so it's just accepted as part of their development as a professional that they are going to be continuous learners. And I like that too, because that's my education heart speaking about the fact that you're always learning, always looking around. And because there's so much content available, your website is a perfect example of it. I went on your website, and I go on frequently, and I actually find people like Mari Smith in archives and love what they say. And then I go about hooking up with them on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and begin to really push it my own and leverage my own connections.
You know, I like what you said. And of course, I like what you said about my website. Thank you for
fabulous.
That.
It's fabulous.
And it's brand new, by the way, folks. Today it's brand spanking new. So you want to check it out. It didn't look like it did for last week.
I went on last night.
Good, thanks. But you saw your picture there too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm,
that was there before. But you know, Trish, one of the things I like what you said reminded me about learning, continuous learning. I love this quote, and I've been using it a lot lately for some reason. It's been coming up a lot lately. Cato, the great Roman philosopher and statesman, started learning Greek at the age of about 85 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, why in the world are you learning this language at your age? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
I love it. Well,
I told you at
the break that my client Bath Junkie, their flagship store is going to open. I'm running all their PR and their marketing, and the woman who's opening that store, Jim, is 84 years young.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting. So you talk about repositioning. She's never worked in retail, but things came to her in a way that she really wanted to have a role in empowering women. And so, you know, it's just a wonderful, especially in this town where people are sort of with this little bit of malaise, to see an 84-year-old woman just saying, I'm banking on this economy. Actually, my press release is 84-year-old Nolita Junkie banks on the economy taking a bath. For season bath products. But it's inspiring to people. And that's what I think you have to do, too. Another thing is you reposition, surround yourself with positive people. The people who say to you, you shouldn't try that, this isn't the time, lovingly release them and go forward.
Right. Right. No, that's exactly right. You got to focus on. Now, there is one thing I've been telling people, though, Trish, and I don't know if you agree with me. You know that I'm more of a Pollyanna guy than I am a negative guy. But
okay.
I do tell people that this might, at this very moment, this might not be the time to get out on the leading edge with too much stuff.
And
the reason I say
focused.
That, because Trish, is that when you get on the leading edge, that's when you're the closest to the bleeding edge.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you can bleed a little bit in your business if things are going great, you got plenty of cash. But right now, if cash is tight, this isn't a good time to be bleeding. And that's my only caution to people, is focus on the fundamentals. Maybe this isn't the time to take a flyer.
No, I think you have to, as we said in the beginning, you have to sort of audit yourself and have the reality of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And once you know, and be, again, focused, and then be very positive.
How do we find you, Trish, online?
Oh, we can look at www.trnewyorkminute.com.
trnewyorkminute.com. They can find your book there, too, can't they?
They can.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you so much.
Actually, I got to go. Trish will be back another day, I promise you, folks. Trish Rubin. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.